The federal government officially has returned to deficit spending, and the Congressional Budget Office says odds are that trend will continue for several years. 1 year ago, the CBO projected a $5 trillion surplus over 10 years. NPR's Andrea Seabrook reports.
The federal budget will be $157 billion in the red this year and another $145 billion next year, the CBO says. And shortfalls will continue at least until 2006 if government policies continue their present course. Federal spending is climbing, but CBO officials say the main factor has been a steep decline in revenue. Democrats blame that drop-off on tax cuts championed by President George W. Bush last year. Republicans say the red ink reflects the cost of homeland security and the war on terrorism, as well as the revenue lost in an economic slump that began before Bush took office. But the director of the CBO, Dan Crippen, says the political bickering only masks the real problem revealed in the new numbers, the challenge looming at the end of this decade when the baby boomers begin to retire. Before long, he warns, the number of people on Medicare, Medicaid, and Social Security will double.
So we'll double the population. We will not grow the workforce much at all. And in the process, we will make great demands on my kids and the taxpayers of the time.
By the time most baby boomers have retired, around 2030, it's likely that these three federal programs for the elderly and the poor will consume as much money as the entire federal budget does today. That has Democrats like John Spratt, ranking member of the House Budget Committee, angry with the priorities of the Bush administration.
15 months ago, we were still swearing that never again, never again, would we borrow from the Social Security Trust Fund and spend it to run the government.
The South Carolina Democrat says the government missed its chance to shore up against the budgetary pressures coming for Social Security and other programs. And now those pressures will end up pushing the nation deeper into debt.
The Bush budget borrows and spends the Social Security surplus to run the government every year, and Treasury debt held by the public is not only not paid off, it actually goes up by $600 to $700 billion over the next 5 years.
But Republicans say with the new threats to the country and new emergencies to react to, it's impossible to predict where those funds will be decades from now. Iowa Republican Jim Nussle chairs the House Budget Committee and says the one thing Congress can do is rein in spending.
What I'm hanging on to here is the only anchor I know that is a finite, definite, you know, for sure thing, and that's the spending. That's the only thing we know for sure we can control and project with any amount of accuracy.
The finger pointing may be expected from congressmen facing re-election in a few months, but CBO Director Crippen says it doesn't matter at this point whom you choose to blame. No matter how Congress and the president arrange the federal budget, Crippen says, it's the children of baby boomers who will foot the bill for their aging parents.
So it is, I think, time, if not past time, that we begin dealing with how we might either reform these programs or at least make other plans for ourselves and our kids that will put less of a burden on them when the time comes.
The first baby boomers will be reaching full benefit retirement age right after 2010, which is also the year when tax cuts enacted in 2001 are scheduled to expire. The CBO says the budget could be showing substantial surpluses again by then, but only if those tax cuts are allowed to expire. At the same time, the Bush administration and its allies in Congress have been pushing to have the 2001 tax cuts made permanent. They say that would stimulate the economy and actually produce more revenue. That budgetary debate will be heard throughout the fall, both in Washington and in the congressional election campaigns, coast to coast. Andrea Seabrook, NPR News, Washington.